No one else voted goaltenders in the top 20.
No one else could have had them.
You're rational gentlemen. That's why you're rational. There's lunatics on our panel that don't respect goaltenders.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's clear. Or they just have a complete misunderstanding. Like, even Vasilevsky didn't get any credit. Like, he really didn't get any credit for winning a Stanley Cup. It was all the Hedman show and the Point show and where's Stamkos. Like, we didn't, and that's, I guess we're guilty of it too. We didn't talk a lot about Vasilevsky, but last time I checked, he played pretty well.
Believe me, if TJ's important. Yeah, okay. TJ Brody had to play in front of Jamie McLennan, he'd be blocking shots left and right, put it that way.
Okay, let's bring him in here. One of the newest Maple Leafs. There's a bunch of new Leafs over the past 3 or 4 days. He signed a new deal. He'll be a part of the top four here on defense for a number of years. Here is TJ Brody. Would you sign here in Toronto if Noodles was still the goaltender in Toronto? If he was the starting goalie here in Toronto, would you have accepted the deal by Kyle Dubas?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's a lie. Not a good start.
Good locker room guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Great in the room, but they want to leave me there. That's what it is.
Yeah, that would be a bit of an issue. But welcome to Toronto. I mean, you just knew they were going to dig up that video of you at the skills competition when you were 11. That's the way it works here in Toronto, right? How long were you waiting for that thing to come out?
I knew it was going to come out eventually. I feel like every time, you know, we play there, even on the road, it comes out. So I thought the odds were pretty high.
Yeah. Well, take us through, you know, the reasoning behind this. I mean, the Leafs obviously had shown an interest in you in the past. We know about the deal that fell through last year, but you accept the 4-year deal and you come in here, and there's going to be some pretty high expectations. But what was so compelling about the Maple Leafs pitch from your end?
Yeah, I think when there's a team that you know they've already been interested in you, and you know, that's a positive. And then you look at the roster, and you know, it's a great team, and you know, just the style of play that they have. I thought it was a good fit for me and a good opportunity.
TJ, you know, for people who don't know you, obviously I know you quite well, but you know, for people who don't know you, tell us what you bring to the table as far as a player and what you feel like your strengths are and how you're going to be able to help the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I guess skating. You know, I try to have a good first pass at the end and, you know, get the puck in the forward's hands as quick as possible and, you know, try to buy them as much time by sucking guys in, I guess. You know, I just try to be as consistent as I can and good stick, I guess. I don't know.
Good pitch. I like it. I'm looking forward to seeing you play here. Go ahead, Paul.
TJ, as you went through this process, did you put a plan in place a couple months ago? Did you wait until the last minute? How did it work with your management group in terms of saying, okay, here are the top three teams I want to go to, here are the top five teams, you want to listen to a certain number of pitches? Or how did you handle the process?
Yeah, I just told them that we were pretty open as far as that went, and it was new. I've never been through that before, the free agency, and it was new for the agents too, with not having the talking period before. So, you know, it's just sort of fly by the seat of your pants and, you know, see what happens.
With TJ Brody, one of the newest Maple Leafs, you obviously have spent your whole career in Calgary, so you're familiar with playing in a Canadian market. And you're going to get these questions when you show up here. What are you thinking about Toronto? I know you're an Ontario guy. You're familiar with the market. But you feel like, you know, being in Calgary for as long as you were will help you adjust that much easier to what is going to be, you know, a big market, a loud market. You know what you're walking into here in Toronto.
Yeah. You know, to a certain extent, it'll be new. I don't think there's many markets that can prepare you for the Toronto market. It's you know, the hockey world. So you know, it's one of those things that I'll have to learn as I go. I've never been, you know, too much of a media personality, so we'll just see what happens.
TJ, you obviously had tremendous chemistry with Mark Giordano. You look at Morgan Rielly. I'm not sure where you're going to be slotted, but I would argue probably on that right side with Morgan. Is it do you look at his game and see a lot of similarities in the way Gio plays, as far as, you know, a big, strong guy who can skate and absorb some contact?
Yeah, definitely. You watch him play, and him and Gio do all the same things. You know, they're skilled, fast, smart, and they can play that physical role if they need to. And you know, they're both special players.
Well, we look forward to seeing you whenever camp opens, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later. And then when the real stuff happens, hopefully we're all in the building for that. But congrats on the new deal. Welcome to town, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you, TJ.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There's TJ Brody, one of the newest Maple Leafs. I like how he slides in during a radio interview. Never really been a media guy.
You know, it's
not really interest him that much. That's okay.
We're getting used to it. I mean, we had him in Calgary. I was, you know, part of the behind-the-scenes crew in drafting him, and I was in assistant coach when he got called up. And you knew right away, he's a great skater and his decision-making, all of that type of stuff. But he's a quiet guy. You know, he just goes out and plays. And, you know, that's why I wanted him to kind of, you know, throw out there, like, what his focus is. Because he's not a guy that's a rah-rah guy. He's not very outspoken. He's certainly going to be, you know, I guess, quite quiet in the media because he's not a big personality. But he does let his play speak for itself. And that's something.
Fine. That's fine.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, totally fine.
This market, you know, we didn't really get into the Tyson Berry comments from over the weekend where he talked about how tough it is in Toronto and blah, blah, blah. He did end up walking it back.
He backed that down. He did back that down after he'd said it because I think he realizes, you know, and he will, looking back, he had a pretty smooth ride here from the media. He wasn't,
absolutely.
I don't think the media was hard on him at all.
No, I mean, considering how poorly he played, like, yes, that would be brought up from time to time, of course. I mean, you have to expect that. You're playing in the National Hockey League. If you're in Arizona, someone's probably going to mention that you weren't playing so well if you're not playing that well. Clearly, right. That's going to happen in Toronto. But this reputation that Toronto is just ruthless and eats its own and runs people out of town has always been bogus. Are there occasional times where things come up that people don't like? Yes. Are there times where things get reported that maybe the player, the team, the family or whatever would find uncomfortable or what have you? Yes. But that's no different than any other market. Like, go down to New York,
go to
Philly, Boston.
Played in Philly and Boston. Come on.
Right.
I mean, right. You talk about tough media towns. Both
it
those
is.
Places were as tough as they came.
It's not even close.
If you're playing well, it's great. If you're not playing well, it's not good. It doesn't matter where you are.
You know what it is? It's passion. And
sure.
And you're right, Pooley, you played in Philly and Boston. I played in both New Yorks. You know, Hayes, you grew up here in Toronto. You know how passionate this market is. We know how passionate Montreal's market is. I would argue, though, the only difference that I've noticed in talking to players that have gone to Toronto and then moved on or vice versa, is they said everything that comes with it just comes with a louder volume. So that's something that I think is an adjustment. Whether you play well, it's loud. Whether you play poorly, it's louder. Like, that's the only thing I've had players tell me, is it just the volume is turned up to 10 because of the passion. And I would argue that's the same, like, Pooley, that Boston, Philadelphia, New York, Toronto, Montreal. Vancouver is extremely loud right now. You guys see what's going on out there with Jimmy Benning.